This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Happy January. We are now in first show in January, right?
It is.
First show in 25.
Yes.
There we go. All right. First show in 25.
First show today.
Yeah. First thing we just have to bring up, not in a bad way to start, but just have to. The thing in New Orleans was just, I woke up yesterday morning, just, you want to just throw up. So sick to your stomach.
That was really, really bad. And talk about where people go. I mean, you had the game.
Yeah.
But it's also New Year's Eve. I mean, I'm sure you've been there a bunch of times, and that's just a great place to party. And
You've always said there's no better setting for a Super Bowl than New Orleans.
I should be
and
every year.
And you're right, because I remember after that. After San Diego, and the thing was so far out in the middle of no place. I mean, not the middle of no place. It's still San Diego, California. But I mean, as far as from where the majority of the people were staying, and you have to get on these trolleys and go there.
Right.
You got to take it. Then Dallas was horrific. It's like the game was in Oshkosh.
Right. 30 minutes from, Dallas.
Yeah.
Arlington.
And there's no place to walk around. New Orleans, you walk out of the Super Bowl, you walk three blocks, you're in the French Quarter. And that's what everybody, I ran into more people from Wisconsin after the Super Bowl on Bourbon Street than I'd probably seen in 10 years. Yeah. It's like everybody was, that I knew was on Bourbon Street, and they walked their 3-minute walk. Most perfect setting I've ever seen for a major sports venue.
Not just the logistics, though, the service.
Ops, everything.
The customer service, it's just the food.
It was made for that.
There's that Southern hospitality.
Yeah. I can just imagine it was like that night, because we were all down there the night before Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful, festive, fun,
warm
atmosphere. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's having a good time. Most wonderful setting. And then, of course, that gets hit.
Yeah.
Sickening.
Yep. That's sad. That's
sickening. Sickening. Okay, let me ask you this, though. I don't mean to start out 225 dark. Let me ask you this, conspiracy man. Okay.
No.
I know you're not.
Conspiracy hat. Yeah.
And again, a lot of rumor. Okay. Did you see about that Tesla that got blown up in front of Trump? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a report I saw. I don't know if it's true or false, that said both were rented from the same place.
That is true. But that's true. But so that's all I heard. Okay. What are the odds? Probably 20%, right? Because there's only five places you're going to rent a car, right? Budget, Avis. You'll say they rented from, oh my gosh, they both rented from Avis. Well, when they got that much of the market, I don't know that that's something that's the only coincidence they found was they're both rented from the same place. So I don't know, John. When I heard that, I thought, okay, there's pretty good odds that.
Oh, I thought it was the exact same lot.
That would be different.
That's what I mean. I thought it was the same lot.
A coincidental they're both rented.
Oh, just company?
I don't know.
Oh, if that's what it is, then I wouldn't. Okay.
I don't know that.
Okay. I don't want to be talking out of school, but it's just okay, something going on here.
But I think there's a little backpedaling going on in New Orleans. You see the mayor and that security wasn't
terrible.
We're in the process. Okay, drive around a barricade.
Yeah, that was tough.
We have better security here for the farmer's market.
I don't know why they don't take big dump trucks and just block off the roads. Then when the party's over, just drive them back.
Lambo does that.
That's what I mean. I mean, that works better than anything. Yeah. Do you remember during 9/11? Trying to get down Lombardi Avenue during a Packer game, you'd be shot. I mean, not even kidding. That security was so tight, it was mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They brought off those big trucks and just closed off all the roads.
Yeah, they're just worried about some of this being tied together. If that is,
security's
really going to be beefed up for
everything.
They said they're going to have everything ready for the Super Bowl, and I'll bet you some of those Sugar Bowl people are thinking, really? Their lives are more important than ours? You know what I mean? I wouldn't have said that. I would have said, look, we're behind this schedule a little bit, but you know, we're going to protect lives for the Super Bowl. I thought, man, that, whoever said that.
Okay,
wasn't
but I mean, we need to throw this. And the reason I'm bringing this up, what's going to be the most highly attended event in the United States this year?
Well, the inauguration.
Well, that, okay, but the draft.
Oh, yeah, the draft. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I'm getting at here.
That's a really, really good point. And that's going to be really interesting to see what we do, because what we do and what we tell people, we're doing more than what we tell people.
I'm not trying to scare people. No. I'm just saying, hey, some weird, crazy stuff just happened. And we're,
But even after, yeah, you know, the Packers, I think the NFL is protecting.
I know.
They're going to be all right.
Yeah.
I'm.
Yeah, I got a feeling the NFL is a little tougher than the Sugar Bowl committee. Jeez.
I think you might be right. So, no, I think there's, yeah, we're going to spend a little money on security this year, but that's all right. No, it's not all right. It's just.
Then did you see what the, was it the chief of police of New Orleans or one of the guys said? He said, well, we thought we were secure, but they found a way around it.
I know.
He just drove around it.
Yeah. The terrorists out there.
They outthought us or something. Yeah, because what they did, instead of trying to go through the barrier, they just drove,
he drove around it.
Just right around it.
And then that.
Never thought of that.
He drove up on the sidewalk and around it. And did you hear that one reporter? Really? So you didn't suspect anybody of driving on the sidewalk?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you're going to, you got to have a little pre-meeting and say, look, this is what we're going to say. That they just sounded so stupid.
Sounds so stupid.
I just thought when they said, look, we knew this could happen, and we're getting ready for the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
can you imagine the parents of those kids?
We took down the other barriers, and the other ones aren't in yet. My God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, yeah, that's very sad.
Wouldn't you like come in and just fire a person like that right away for stupidity?
Oh yeah.
Just probably blatant stupidity. Boom, done. Go.
Yeah, they could have got ahead of that. I mean, right?
I know, but to make a statement like that.
Right. Oh no, I agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, at some point you got to say.
But you're right about the trucks. I just think there's other things. I don't think they saw it as a big threat. But then, what did they?
Well, why have anything then? Is there any? Put it this way. Do you remember in Goodfellas when he said extreme danger? Is there any other kind, Danny?
No, I don't.
But it's the same type of thing. If you're making the effort to block off the street because there's a possibility of a threat. Wouldn't you make sure you do everything possible to take away that threat and not leave the sidewalks open?
Yeah.
I mean, is that asking too much? No. You know what I mean? Who's texting you already?
Brad Toll, who we're talking about the NFL draft, and I was going to interview him today.
Yeah.
I'll get to you on this. He just sent me a text that he's not feeling well, so we'll have to figure something out. But okay, on the first Sunday of every month, we talk about the NFL.
And I guess, what's going on out there?
All right.
I've had so many people. Who was it the other day? Oh, well, just good friend. He goes, you know, he's an outdoor guy. I mean, he does something. He says, hey, John, sorry it took 3 days to get back. I had some kind of a stomach bug. I just was, what's out there?
Yeah. A lot of people are sick.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm talking these not wussy kind of people look for, I can't come in today. I don't feel good. Then you see him at the mall an hour later. You know the types? But these are hardcore guys who need to get out and work. And they're like, I can't work. Any people that work in emergency rooms or urgent cares?
We were less.
What are you seeing?
We were less sick, except for all the people that died during COVID because we were so sanitary.
Yeah,
always washing our hands.
Never
always
got a cold.
That stuff had all that solution sanitize, in your car, sanitizer in your car.
No, I will say this. That's the one thing.
Desk.
It's impossible to say anything good came out of COVID, but I'm going to say this. I keep one of those in my car.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walk into my place, that's the first thing. It's like automatic.
That is a good habit.
You don't even think about it.
That is a good habit.
That's automatic. Yeah.
So speaking of habits, did you?
My resolution?
Yeah.
I stayed with it, with not having expensive wine. When you think about that.
One day.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. So I love tenderloin. Who doesn't love tenderloin? Pretty tough to not love tenderloin.
Yeah. No, right.
Okay. But I've always ordered everything medium well to well. Okay, had tenderloin the other night, and it was like, and Julie goes, oh, that's kind of raw, or kind of, not raw, but I mean a little
rare.
Ah, let me just, oh my God, was that delicious?
It is.
I'd never eaten something like semi-rare or medium rare before, and it's like, what a difference. It's so
totally
tender, literally could melt in your mouth. I'm 106 years old, and I've just finally discovered.
Tenderloin, medium rare?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's the best thing I've ever tasted.
Garlic yeah, there's, yeah, that's a, well, those sandwiches I make in my house, that's medium rare.
Okay,
I mean, What are you talking about?
Did you do cannibal?
Oh, no, you know what?
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't,
okay.
No, we didn't, and we should have. No, it's salmon. No, because fish is good luck as well.
It's what?
Seafood on New Year's Eve is good luck.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why a lot of people lobster.
I never heard that
herring.
Before.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to find that article where it says doctors are saying do not eat. It said thousands of people die.
Oh, bull.
Not knowing what they died from.
I was going to say bologna, but that's what they died
from. And they trace it back. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. Sarah from Alloway, pneumonia is really bad right now. And I always joke about when
Dude,
I had the...
that's serious.
I know, but I always joke. That's what Ricky Henderson died of the other day. All-time leading base stealer in Major League history. 65 years old, healthy guy. Pneumonia, and he died.
Wow.
Another one, I always joke about this, but whooping cough that I had when I was in the third grade. Like I said, I literally found my third grade report card last week, and it was 15 days in one quarter that I missed because of that. And that's making
that's
a comeback.
Why.
Wait, what?
Whooping cough is making a comeback?
Yes. And they thought it had been eradicated. Yeah.
Okay, I'm
That
I,
is
I've
something you don't want to have.
No.
Oh, my God. That's the worst thing.
Tons of people died of that, but that was a long time ago.
You start coughing and you can't breathe. It must be like having asthma or something. I remember running through the living room, through my house, trying to get a breath. That is not something you want.
Wow.
Whooping cough.
So you found your report card. How'd you do?
Okay, the year before, when I was
third grade is
I know it was
critical.
A big step.
Third and fourth grade are
that's those.
Critical
those
test
are my two dark years. Third and fourth grade, they were. They really were. You know why?
Dark.
They were. Okay, when I was listen, can I finish,
yeah,
Jim?
Yeah, okay.
I'm gonna start 25 out where I'm allowed to speak.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that.
So anyway,
like 24,
huh?
23.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, second grade, I got the award for. I had the pin for highest academic honors in my class. It's the only year. I'll find it. I still got the pin. It's the only year that this one girl didn't win it. She would have had a streak of 8 years. I was the one year to beat it.
No way.
Swear to God.
Second grade.
True story.
That's
but
cool.
Then the whooping cough for third grade set me back.
Oh.
And I never caught
never
up then in the
back.
Fourth grade. So then the only thing that saved me, fifth grade, you had to have you couldn't have any whatever's. To play basketball. So then that's always been my carrot to stay eligible after that. But third and fourth grade, wow. It's like I was I might as well have been that little place, a little house in the prairie in Walnut Grove for as much as I learned.
That boy in the bubble thing. Yeah.
Same thing. Moops. Today is January 2nd, Motivational and Inspirational Day. We got to talk about that. Introvert Day. Con, get out of here.
All right.
Shell.
Come on, Con. Say good morning.
Cream Puff Day. I love cream puffs. Tough to eat, though. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor here on a Thursday. Boy, did I have to think on that one, which day of the week it is. Once again, we said Motivational and Inspirational Day. And I want to join the Croc Center. But I don't want to do it until after Quitters Friday.
Yeah, which is that tomorrow? Or
no,
is
it's
that
2 weeks.
That's what I thought.
Second Friday in January, they call it Quitters Friday.
Yep.
That's when everything... That seems early to lose your motivation after 2 weeks, doesn't it?
Well, if you resolve to do something every day, that's getting out there. It's about 13 days. So I did my daily resolutions, weekly resolutions, and monthly resolutions.
Yeah.
That's
Give me yours.
The way they do that. Well, monthly, unlike you, you're... pretty ferocious reader. I got to read a book a month. I told you, five newspapers. I read trade journals.
Where do you get these newspapers from? I can't find a newspaper anyplace. Even yesterday morning, I went to the gas station to buy some coffee and a newspaper. No newspapers. That used to be a big deal.
Yeah.
January 1st for the newspapers.
Yeah.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
the
I got one.
Big year-end thing. I couldn't find any.
Yeah, the top 10. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. I get them delivered. So.
Wow, they still deliver these papers. They do,
but that's gonna be. Yeah, I'm trying to hang on to my dad. I think because we always had the newspapers, two of them, one in the morning, one in the evening, and just.
I loved that. Like you
it was
can't
the Sentinel, and then
I
they,
loved that.
Like Herald Times reporter.
First time I got started in radio, and I had a great guy I worked with because the stuff would be delivered, and he'd get there at like 4, and I'd get there at whatever.
Right.
And I'd walk in, and there would be the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel. And I want to say the News Chronicle, maybe?
Yep.
Was that a morning paper?
That was the morning.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sit in there. I loved that like you can't believe.
Yeah.
Having all three papers.
Yep.
And then the Press Gazette, obviously, in the afternoon.
Yeah. And you can read that stuff online. But
wait a minute. Right? Am I right? Was the Press Gazette morning or afternoon?
And the Chronicle was in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Maybe the Chronicle was when you got home.
And was the Press Gazette in the morning then? This sounds crazy. I can't believe it hasn't been that long. Somebody help us there.
No, Chronicle's in the morning. Press Gazette was in the afternoon. I'm sure
Chronicle's morning, Press Gazette afternoon?
Yeah. Got that, Kyle?
Okay. Is that right? I can't believe I can't remember that.
So we had two newspapers in Green Bay until they merged. One sold to the other. The Green Bay News Chronicle, and I think that was a morning paper, and then the Green Bay Press Gazette was an afternoon paper. Am I right?
Guy has no idea. He's done.
I moved here last year, so
he has no idea.
I've been here for 1 year. I don't know.
He's like, where can I go golfing up here?
I thought maybe you're gonna Google it or
somebody
something.
Help us out. We're sounding really stupid here. Two guys that lived in Green Bay for 127 years. Was a Press Gazette morning and News Chronicle afternoon or what?
No.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
Got a thing here from Terry. Said, I wasn't impressed with Louisiana Senator Kennedy at the New Orleans press conference yesterday. I didn't see it. I just saw excerpts about what happened.
What did he say?
I don't know.
He made some kind of.
I don't know exactly, to be honest with you. So I don't want to say something.
Condescending.
Far be it for me to say something I don't know fully about.
All right. Okay.
As I mentioned, today is cream puff day. They're delicious, but they're the hardest thing to eat in the world. Aren't they? How do you possibly eat one side without the rest spurting out?
Right. Well, no. That's not what they're talking about. Cream puffs. Are you talking about when it's the stuff's inserted? I thought they're talking about the...
Like at the fair. You know, the big cream puffing. But there's the cream is coming out all over.
Okay.
Then. You bite into it. It's impossible to... It's like the only way you can do it is
I'm thinking
like
of kneecaps. Cream puffs. Okay.
Kneecaps are a little more self-contained.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
By
that's
the
edible.
Way, do you want to know what reopened that I'm very excited about? In what? Your hometown? A place I bet you've been to 100 times.
Okay.
More than 100.
That A&W? Mr.
Nope.
G's?
Nope.
100 times. Well, it can't be anything new because I've been there for 40 years. Dairy Queen?
Nope.
Okay.
Legendary.
The Bowling Alley?
Nope. Rudy's? No.
Yeah.
I love driving by there. That conjures up images of movies from the 60s unlike anything I've ever seen.
That's where we hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in Rivers. Oh, Mahout's. Okay, supper club.
Reopened.
That's great.
You hear a lot of supper clubs closing. When's the last time you heard of one reopening?
Yeah.
I wish them well. I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You want to talk about old school supper club.
Oh, man. And that supper club, we talk about that with the draft. And I think we have to.
I think you're onto something.
With that. Yeah.
I think you're onto something of all the crack. Not crack, whack. All the crack you've done. All the whack ideas we've had. I think your thing of setting up a tour type thing where people can go to authentic Wisconsin supper clubs outside of Green Bay.
Right.
Because they're going to be down here. If they're staying here, they're just going to walk around. We've got wonderful places around here. Nothing. But if they want that little slice of...
20 minutes, though. Right? 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Rock
you know?
Falls. How far is Rock Falls?
Exactly.
Mahout's.
Right. 40 minutes.
I still say St. Anne's.
And St. Anne's is great, right?
Schwartz's Altona?
Yeah. Altona's great.
And there's like half a dozen off the top of your head.
The one we go to in right outside of Hortonville. The
Black Otter.
Black Otter. I mean, yeah. I just think if people sign up for a Super Bowl, the shuttle, right?
Yeah.
And take them out there.
You got to get a shuttle. You got to get a van or something. Got to get a driver, CDL driver, I think.
Yeah, whatever.
That's easy enough. I'm not even kidding. But what you need to do is you need to start advertising this.
Yeah.
You need to get it out there on the internet so people who are looking into Green Bay, what's going on, They need to see. I'm 100% serious. I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Supper Club Shuttle. And I think people.
Nobody would know what Rock Falls is. Nobody would know what Altona is.
Yeah. And those are great.
Another
places.
One. Out of Town Club. Out of Town.
Out of Town's fun.
Out of
and
Town.
That's close. Right. I mean, that's what?
15 minutes?
Yeah, it's 15 minutes. Yeah. That's really close.
We took some guys for a golf tournament a couple of years ago for the Village.
The Redwood, too.
They were right from Italy. And they couldn't believe it. They thought that was the greatest thing.
I know.
You know, the only thing is, they tried bringing in their own booze. Why do I try? I got this. No, you can't.
There
do
are
that
some
here.
Rules, but but it's also reasonably priced Supper Club.
Oh,
I just think people are going to look at that and say, that was a slice of
folks,
green
bag. Let us know if you get some other ideas within an hour drive, I would think. You?
That's,
hour 10.
Yeah, no, less than an hour, because that'd be part of your advertising,
yeah.
Less than an hour. So
yeah.
we can be 59
I'm
minutes, which is.
And I am not going to take that big of a cut.
And I also want to know their favorite supper clubs. There's a lot of good ones, but I'm wondering, our listeners may know, you know, because I become a creature of habit as the older I get.
And you
got
to introduce people to broasted chicken.
Yes.
Yes. It's buffet day. Is there anything better than a buffet? I've never found it.
John, let me ask you this about buffets. Yeah. Have you ever gone to a buffet by yourself?
Breakfast buffet. Does that count?
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Oh, yeah. I've been
to
a lot
of
that.
All you can eat.
Oh, man.
All you can eat. You've been to an all you can eat by yourself.
I'm so
excited. That's sad.
I have a hard time containing myself at a buffet line because I'm so excited. I'm just so excited about what's here. We're going to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, back after this. Surely make you lose your mind. Life in the fast
lane. You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 WGBW, 96.5 FM WISS coming your way out of Appleton, and of course the Civic Media app. So Oshkosh, Appleton, and Green Bay up and down the dial now. Today is also Swiss Cheese Day. Not a big Swiss cheese fan. There's not enough flavor. You?
That is, you know what? That is, I can see you saying that. I think there's different types of Swiss cheese. There's some really, really good Swiss cheese.
Otherwise, it's kind of bland.
It is. It's a little bland. I would agree with that.
Science Fiction Day. I have never seen a science fiction movie. I have never read a science fiction book in my entire life.
Really?
I've never even seen Star Wars. Never seen Star Wars. Never seen Star Trek.
Comic books when you were a kid?
Not a single one. Zero. Con, you seem like a science fiction guy.
Big Star Wars guy.
That's what I mean.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Some guy just died from Star Wars.
From the TV show? Because they got to all be like 100, aren't
they?
Not
a TV show. It's a movie. But oh. Yeah.
I didn't see that.
No,
is Denny Crane still alive? Denny Crane.
Oh, yeah.
Denny Crane. You want to go to battle with us with my firm? Denny Crane. That was a good show.
What, Boston Legal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, Shatner was good. Denny Crane.
No, it's somebody. The
next one's
on Star
for you.
Wars.
Yeah, I
see that.
Okay,
I'm looking
go ahead.
This, and I think
go ahead.
It's totally appropriate that today.
Today is Personal Trainer Day.
So,
of everybody in this room, of everybody listening to this show, how many people have a personal trainer?
I think more than you think.
I think not.
Oh, I don't know. I think a lot. They have 19 personal trainers just at Western.
Conrad, you ever have a personal trainer?
Yeah, I used to.
You serious?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it for a long time. Just like some introduction courses and stuff with them. And I was like, too expensive now. But yeah, it was cool to learn some stuff with them.
All right.
And if nothing else, after a year, which I've been doing this for a year, which I can't believe, you're more comfortable in the gym with the machines. You know how to set everything. You know, this one's at 70, this one's at 90, this one's at, that sounds pretty light, but it's because they are. How many reps? I don't know. I like it. I like her. You've met her. She's...
Oh, nothing against it. And if you can't make it, you need to fill it, I'll be glad to do it. But
sit there and talk for the hour. What? Talk for the 50 minutes.
No.
Anyway, yeah, I was there yesterday. I was there yesterday, John.
All right.
I was there at 10 o'clock yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, 10 in the morning. She was there. She called. I'm like, she said, are you going to, on New Year's Eve, she said, you going to be there tomorrow? And I'm like, what? I said, you're open on New Year's Day? She said, yeah,
wow.
And I wasn't the only one there, obviously. New Year's Day, there's quite a few people that are like, okay.
Well, didn't you say someplace was jammed New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. That was crazy New Year's Eve. I think people were just going out, and it was, couldn't find a machine almost. It was very, very busy New Year's Eve. But anyway, back to my my daily resolutions, besides starting every day with...
What are the other ones?
Well, you know, you should. You can do some. Start your day with a gratitude list. You wake up and go through 5-10 things that you're grateful for.
Okay. You got 5 or 10 every day?
Well, John, you could be grateful just to wake up. You could be grateful for... and
okay, but okay,
home.
Let me... Okay, yeah,
but
wait,
if
wait,
you want to... Yeah, just...
Are you
three
talking
things?
5 to 10 original ones every day, or could the next day could it be,
it's
I'm grateful
thing.
I woke up.
Then
the
grateful
next
for
day,
my
I'm grateful I woke
family.
Up.
Well, okay. Yeah, you're grateful for your... Just to start your day with a day of with gratitude puts you in a good mood. Do you make your bed every day, or your half of the bed?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't believe that. Do you, Con?
I'm not sure I've ever... I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't think I've ever made a bed to completion where it's, like, nice. Where somebody would walk in and be like...
This hasn't been used.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I... No. So I don't think I ever have in my life.
Okay. There's a whole book written on Make Your Bed, but it puts you in the right frame of mind.
I've got the book.
Okay. We talked... Yeah. The other... thing about making your bed is
I can never get it straight. I can't get this corner, can't get that corner, can't get whatever. They should make sheets and blankets that make it a lot easier to make a bed.
How can it be any easier than to square it off and tuck it in? Whatever. Okay. All I'm saying is the other good reason to make your bed is you're not going to get back in it.
Yeah, good point.
You know
there.
I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, it's good point. My day's starting. You
that's
know
a good
mean?
Point.
It, you know, so
I'm. You know what? You know what is a great feeling though, is when you're at a hotel, good hotel, and you go out to do whatever, and you leave them, and you come back, and it's spotless.
That, yeah.
Isn't that the greatest feeling in the world?
And then if you go out again, you come back, and there's turndown service, yeah. You know? And yeah, it's yeah. That, a. But if you like that, you can do that. How long does it take to make a bed?
No.
Nope. 2 minutes?
Listen, it's the same thing as making a sandwich.
All right, somebody else makes it, it's better.
If somebody else makes it, it's better.
Yeah, that's true. That, okay.
Yeah.
The other thing, my daily news is a healthy shake.
Oh.
And I'm using that stuff Dennis gave me.
Oh, yes.
Did
it's
you get
phenomenal.
Some of that, Con?
No.
Dennis from the Glam Band, he's like...
It's great. And
it's a monthly shipment of...
Kavaja?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Did I tell you about the shakes I'm making now? I'll make you one. Tomorrow, I'm bringing you in a shake.
No, I'm on my own.
No, No. I'm bringing you in a shake tomorrow. I'm doing this for you.
Actually, I had adjuster.
Don't worry about it.
I'm thinking in my refrigerator, adjust a shelf so I could fit...
Don't worry about
all the ingredients.
Okay. Coconut milk?
No, don't like it.
Well, you're going to eat it. Chia seeds?
Yeah, that's all right.
Frozen raspberries?
Good.
Frozen banana?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis's stuff and protein powder.
Well, that Dennis's stuff is protein powder, isn't it?
Well, I do both. I'm trying to...
Because he says 2 scoops of that. What's it called again?
Kajava?
Yeah.
I'm trying to like overload with my stuff and let my body figure it out. So I'm going to make you one tomorrow and I'll bring it in. And they're delicious. Con, you here tomorrow?
Yeah, I am.
I'm making you a shake tomorrow.
Okay,
there you go.
You won't need to eat for the rest of the day. Those
really?
Chia seeds, what they do, they're like little sponges.
Those are good, Con.
And they taste good.
And they're kind of expensive, but he gave that to me. So anyway, that's... I'm going to do that every day. That's so my daily is...
Nikki actually gave them to us.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I would have no idea where you buy
chia seeds. Gratitude list.
Yeah.
Make your half of the bed or your bed. And a healthy shakes every day.
Yes.
Okay, those are the three. And then my weekly, you know what I have to get ready for? I have to get ready for this NFL draft. I have to kind of go through every room, you know, make some closet space all that.
Yeah, you got
I got enough rooms in the house that I got to start.
So has Michael talked to you about the next steps now? I mean, what are we, 100 days away? Or
I want to see who's coming to my house.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, me too. I want to see that. And I also, you know, I kind of, you know, a gentleman's agreement, but he'll get as much as he can.
Right.
I want him to define that.
Cha-ching, cha-ching.
So I think, I would think
I mean,
January.
He's got to do something for the effort.
Right. I would think January they would probably start
securing that. Okay, let me ask you this. Would they, like, possibly submit three potentials to you, and then you'd be allowed to pick the one you want staying in your house?
That's not the agreement I signed.
Okay.
They were just going to find me a...
I didn't know if that was part of it.
If if it was between the first and second round draft choice if the kid's going to the Packers. Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
if the parents of somebody
who's projected... But you know what?
But John, I will tell you, I think I've told you this too. Like, I told him what I don't want. He's like, okay.
What don't you want? Youpers? That's so discriminatory. Wow. Terry
fraternity.
You're right. Green Bay Press Gazette was afternoon. News Chronicle was morning.
Yeah.
Thank you. William from Green Bay, Cropsies. Where's Cropsies? Cropsies is... And then
Hotel Seymour, that's a good idea.
Was Cropsies a supper club, though, or a bar?
Is that Cropsies just in Bellevue right here?
I thought it was in Howard or Suamico.
I thought it was in Bellevue, Green Bay. Actually, technically, I think it's in Green Bay. Am I thinking of the right place?
It says it's right on State Street.
In Green Bay?
Oh, right down here.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
How am I missing?
That's a bar.
Well, that's what I mean. More of a, not a supper club as much.
No. That's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's like a Jill's thing.
Okay, but they might want to go to old-school bars, too.
Oh, yeah, after the supper club.
Take place where they got tappers for 60 cents.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lenny's, Cropsies. Yeah. Okay. That's a good idea. I just really want people to...
State Street.
We've had meat raffles there, right, haven't we?
I've been there a million times.
Yeah. But I want people to really get...
I'm thinking of Schutz out in Suamico.
Okay.
Schutz.
I don't know what I'm thinking of, but I'll think of the place I'm thinking of at the break. I just want people, when they come here, that was like the best night we had there was when we went to the supper club and then we went to Cropsies. You know what I mean?
They got to experience something unique.
Yeah, and I don't want to be like, you know.
Or Merrick's.
Merrick's is good. Merrick's is great. All right, that's a good one, too.
You know, explain to them why they get a piece of raw bread or rye bread and a big raw onion. Right. You know, those kind of things.
Right.
I got to put my glass and read it.
No, I think that's going to be fun to do that.
Michael's from the agency, Simple Homes. Jim asked that we not rent to anyone named John, arguably from the UP, or originally from the UP. We can implement the Supper Club tour into our offerings.
There you go.
I like
Love
that.
Love it.
Danielle says, Happy New Year's, fellow. Luann says, Good morning, everybody. Michael says, Happy New Year, gentlemen. Looking forward to seeing you all next week on Thursday. Vicky says, Happy New Year, everybody.
All right.
So there you go. All right.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, this is going to be a great year. I'm optimistic of this year. I think we're going to do well here, and
so
I'm excited about what we're doing at my other place.
So what are you going to do?
When
during the draft?
I have a couple choices. Maybe three, really. I haven't decided. I mean, I've got places to stay.
Okay. Have you seen those commercials with Nick Saban? Where
on the Airbnb?
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah,
like 5-minute showers maximum, 2 flushes maximum. We got a beautiful barbecue out there. Don't touch it. I can see you being just like Nick Saban in those commercials. Here's the ground rules.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he's having people. I think he was staying having people. We looked at that option.
I would never do that.
Me either, man.
I would host family. Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not even crazy about that, to be honest with you. But I would never host strangers in my house. No. God bless the people who do. I know a lot of people do, or it's, you know, and that was the original Airbnbs, these little cottage type things. The lady would make breakfast. And
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm get out of. I don't know if I want to. I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet.
Okay, I'm not even joking. Why won't you convert your garage into an apartment?
For fear someone would live there. I don't need it. Why would I do that? Why would I do that?
For the value of your property would skyrocket. I bet you that would be worth an extra $100,000.
But
the value of your property. When Ben and Deanna come on here next time, we're going to ask them, how much would the value of your property be if you converted your upstairs of your garage into an apartment, to a mother-in-law apartment, as they call them? Minimum $100,000.
That doesn't...
And you could do it for $50,000.
Yeah, yeah. I don't ever talking about that. I'm just, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
All right.
Brian says they do make sheets, John. They are called fitted.
See? Brian.
Okay. The problem with those, with the things, it's you got, like I've said, I was trying to do that on my bed one day. I'm not even joking. I'm not sure. I'm laying on top of my bed, face down, you spread eagle.
I can picture that. Trying to tuck it in.
Yeah. Got my toes trying to hold one corner. I got sharp toenails. I got one holding that corner.
All right.
Well, I'm trying to get in with my left hand, the other corner. And then as soon as I move my foot, that one pops out. Then you try to get the other one. That one pops up.
Okay. Wow. There's ways to do that. You do the three, and then you just kind of lift up the one corner and put it on, and you could drop a quarter on it.
Wouldn't have lasted. You know, I was reading about, like, the Navy SEALs and that, where you have to make your bed so perfect.
Oh, yeah. Those guys
Like, at some point, I wouldn't last 3 hours.
No.
3 hours, I'd be out of the Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Hey. Yes.
Three out. Just, we're never going to mess.
All
just
over
go.
The bed.
Just get.
It's not even the swimming.
Just go. We're not even going to make you swim out in the ocean. We're not going to carry those big lines. Yeah. We're not going to make you roll around in the wet sand. Right. You just go.
People, yeah.
Just go. What did you?
What did you know? People are praying, that mud was unbelievable. Like,
what the hell were you thinking?
I couldn't hold my breath for 3 minutes underwater, but you could make my bed.
Just. Good. Well, I was almost a Navy SEAL.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I went to school. How was it? Tough. I don't like to talk about it. Wow. Did you graduate? No, I came a little short. Wow. How long were you there? About 2.5 hours. No, I mean, how long were you in the train? About 2.5 hours. What got you? Making the bed. Wow. You rang the bell. Yep. Seymour Hotel, not a supper club, but great food and drinks. Colonial House in Freedom, great seafood buffet.
Totally. Wow. That is a great crab legs. That's a great seafood.
Love
and
it.
The dessert bar is great, too.
Mind on the Mayor, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
New Year's, a lot of stuff going on once again, tragically, but the Sugar Bowl will be, Notre Dame game will be on at 4 o'clock, I believe it is, this afternoon. Today is happy birthday, Tay Diggs. Not sure who it is. Actor, not sure who it is. Dax Shepard is 49. Cuba Gooding Jr., 57. Kate Bosworth, 42. I watched a movie. Did you watch any movies on New Year's Eve? It's kind of our thing, watching movies.
Yeah.
So we watched this movie. It was kind of good, but kind of weird, but it was really interesting. It was based on the actual start of Saturday Night Live, and it was based on like about a 12-hour period on the debut of Saturday Night Live and how chaotic it was, and John Belushi and Chevy Chase literally getting in a fight, and all the George Carlin was the special guest, or was the guest host. Billy Preston. This is cool, though, because it brought back memories. They had two musical guests, so it was 90 minutes, okay? Isn't it an hour now? Con, is it an hour now?
Yeah, it's an hour.
It used to be 90 minutes. And they had two musical guests, but I loved it because it's like, oh, man, Billy Preston, nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Yeah.
You got to have something if you want to be with me. Remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the other one.
This is opening night?
Yeah.
Well,
I learned the truth at 17, that love was made for beauty queens. Yeah, nah, nah. Janice Ian, 17. Remember that song? Big song.
Sure.
It was the number one hit.
Yeah.
Number one hit, 1975. But anyway, but one of the scenes, I wonder if this is true. It's like, because they go, they use the real names of all the people, and I can't think of the main producer now, but they said.
Lauren Green? Or Lauren?
Lauren Michaels? Lauren Michaels. That's it. Lauren they Green said, Johnny Carson is on the phone for you. It's like, what? Johnny Carson is on the phone for you. And he takes, hello, Johnny Carson here. Your show's probably not going to work. And they're going to run a rerun of one of my shows because yours isn't going to work. And best of luck to you up there. But, let's be honest. I own the nights and I'll own Saturday night, too. So don't get too excited because you're going to be out in about 2 weeks. Okay, Mr. Carson, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to know how much they showed in that movie
that
was real life.
Right. Yeah. I
and then there's a scene with Milton Berle.
Oh, man. Okay. Uncle Milty. I know him. Huh. I told you I met him a number of times in the dressing room. Yeah,
well, I hope it didn't go the way it did in this show. You know his reputation?
I heard about after. Yeah.
Yeah, and he and Chevy Chase get into it because he's kind of putting some move on Chevy Chase's girlfriend. He's like, hey, you all, all right. He does something that, okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, interesting movie. Anybody else see that movie, Saturday Night, it's called? Let me know.
Yeah.
Let me know.
But, boy, that you got to admit, that TV show, like many shows, that has a lot of commercials, though.
Yeah, well, they all do.
I know. But I think they probably a little bit more. And, it's a very popular show. Everybody watches it, and it's live. And, they talk about those are the shows that can get the most money. NFL.
Absolutely. So they're not going to give it back.
Right.
We don't have room for that.
No, it's that time.
So, I agree.
Anyway.
All right. So Packers, got to tackle Packers. Of course, the Bears game isn't going to mean a lot. I mean, Washington, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm one of those guys. Even in the meeting, Larry McCarron is the exact same way as me along this line. We don't like dissect, well, this could happen and they could be there. Larry and I have both the exact same thing. Play all the games. When it's over, you see where you are. It doesn't much matter. I would say, though, going to Philadelphia is going to be a tough game.
But
if Jalen Hurts is ready to play. That one's not, going to Los Angeles, I could see them going to LA, nice weather, and beating the Rams. Going to Philly is going to be a tougher game, much tougher. I mean, I'm not talking out of school there.
But there's a chance, isn't there a chance they run into somebody else? Tampa?
Washington.
Washington.
I mean, there's so many things that have to happen still in the last, if this guy beats this guy and that guy beats that guy. So I'm not one of those people that gets all twisted. Well, this team has to beat that team. Just play them all, and yeah.
I was just looking what the odds are for that game. Are we supposed to win? We got to beat,
the Bears?
13? 13?
I don't even know what the spread is, to be honest with you. I really don't.
I mean, tickets, it said, it's
Jair, the big story, of course, Jair. I mean, has Jair Alexander been played this year? He's out for the year, but it's like no lie. I mean, as much money as he makes and everything, but it's not like, oh, my God, we've gone without him for so long.
Right.
He's almost like the next David Bakhtiari, you just get tired of hearing about his injury. Well, he might play this week. Oh, no, he's questionable. He's all season long. I hate that. Just go away and get healthy instead of this week to week to week to week. I hated that with Bakhtiari every week.
Old.
My God, for years.
Yeah.
And Alexander's the same thing now. Ugh.
Yeah, that boy, he made a lot of money for
Of them.
60.
Both of them are making so much money. It's mind-boggling, and they don't play. It's unbelievable. Greatest job in the world.
Yeah.
In the world is being an NFL football player who signs that big contract, as they say, who get paid. Because you're fine.
Right.
You never have to play again.
And your kids don't have to work.
You have no motivation to play anymore.
Right, right, right.
Andrew Brandt, that used to work for the Packers, has always said that the difference between somebody before they get that contract, how they grade out how good their playing is, versus after they get that big contract, Andrew Brandt, who's been in the NFL for 50 years, and this is what he dealt with, he said it's mind-boggling. The difference in their performance before and after they get paid.
Yeah.
Alexander sitting back saying, oh, no. You think David Bakhtiari saying, I sure wish I was out there.
No.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Right. I want to ask you, though. When
back
we come
up
back,
the truck. Beep, but, beep.
Right. The guy, okay.
All right, we're going to start a quick break.
The guy to break the record.
You better not let him in. little old lady got mutilated.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.